Blog Talk Radio.
Hosted by none other than Crazy Yeti Killer. Yeti, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight? How was your Easter?
Oh, my Easter was fantastic. A lot of chocolate from that Easter bunny. I don't know about you, but I'm pretty loaded on candy, so expect me to be hyper tonight.
Yeah, I got I got some candy then. Whatever candy I steal from the kids, you know.
You got to do the easy, here's one for you, three for me.
Exactly.
Anyways, before we get into today's show and recap the series from Wednesday and Thursday last week, and then we do predictions, just a couple of little announcements here. We did the top 10 for week 2. It is out on the website right now. Go to General Talk and you'll see it right there. Week 2 top 10 highlights. I think it's something like that. I'm the one who named it, so I should know. So that's out there. Go check that out. Leave your feedback. Definitely don't forget to leave your videos down there, especially you AHLers. Don't forget to grab those highlights. Also, for the Moose magazine, it is now out on the front page. Go check that out. Another great issue by Vic Lev and Barr. All the hard work they put into that magazine. It's definitely something to go check out. They have prediction, or they have rankings, mid or not mid-season rankings, but rankings from last, different rankings from last week. They got quite a few stuff in there. Yeah, Q&As with none other than old President Yambag himself. Yeti, what else have they got in there?
They got media updates in there every week from us. They have a whole bunch of reading material on there. I suggest you check it out if you haven't. And yeah, props and shout out to Bishlev and Bardown for putting it together. I know they put hours of their time into it. And thank you.
Yeah, definitely a lot of hard work going into media and the magazine this year or this season. So again, yeah, like what Yeti said, don't forget to give credit to Vic and Bar. They put a lot of time into that. I'm pretty sure they work late nights on it too.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you ready to get into the results for Wednesday and Thursday in the AHL?
Yeah, sure. I'm ready. Let's
all
kick
right,
it
we'll off. We'll start off in the AHL, then we'll do MHL results, and then you know the same routine. Okay,
yeah.
So on in the AHL,
there's no game Wednesday, by the way.
Yeah, no, I see that. It was all Tuesday and Thursday. I see that. So basically, we got to recap Thursday's series. The first series we got here is the Protein Farts taking on Department of Justice. Can't remember what team, who's captain. Homebrews versus Marine Mike.
Marine Mike.
So,
yeah.
Game one went to the Protein Farts 7-4. Game two went to the Protein Farts 1-0, and Protein
it
Farts
like
completing the
left here.
Yeah, completing the sweep 3-2 in overtime. What do you have to say with the series?
Yeah, this is kind of what I expected from this series. Homebrews, he drafted a lot of veterans and some clutch players that he already has chemistry with, and it shows here. As I said during the draft, I was skeptical on Marine Mike's first overall pick and using Trills. I figured he should have went with the scoring talent of Fantastic, and it looks like that they lacked offense here.
Yeah, well, like we've said on multiple shows, Homebrews, how he said that he drafted an amazing team, mostly all veterans, but it shows that him and Drop have that chemistry still on the D-line back there. Able to keep one game a shutout, 1-0 in game two.
Yeah, I think they played at least like 4 to 5 seasons together of moves as D partners. So they have
so
that
who,
chemistry.
Yeah. Who knows how much they play with each other outside of moves.
Yeah.
Now, going into the game one there, seemed like kind of a high scoring game. And then going into game, like comparing game one to game two and three, where it was just one goal games. What do you think happened there in game one? A 7-4 win.
I think Homebrews' team came out here on all cylinders, and it caught Marine Mike's team off by surprise. Let me look here at see who scored first. But
well, I'm looking at it right now, and it shows that Marine Mike was winning 4-0, and then Homebrews just came back and won the game 7-4. Like they scored 7 straight goals.
Well, then they're okay. Sorry, let me retract my previous statement. It looks like Marine Mike's team got too cocky with the lead, and Homebrews' team, they just said enough's enough, chemistry and all, and they came back and stomped them.
Yeah. Well, shout out to CK Benson over there. I see that he put up quite a few points. He had 2 goals, 1 assist, I think it was. Hubs. Big part of this win too. From what I see, he has he had a hat trick, and then he had 3 assists, 2, 6-point night for Homebrew or for Hubs. Yeah, I was like to see that from you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Hubs, I'm
looking
looking he had 7 points. He had 3 goals, 4 assists. C.K. Benson had 2 goals, 1 assist. Cam Nuts, playing in net, didn't face many shots. Faced 11 shots.
A question mark there, like, 11 shots, 4 goals. Was he a little shaky game one?
I'd say solidified
the rest. Yeah, it looks like he might not have got his pregame warm-up in.
It looks like his defense bailed him out over there. I'm going to take a look at game two, see how game two went. I know it was a 1-0 win for Protein Farts, but I want to see how many shots Cam faced there. The one goal was scored in the second period by Ted Teddy Bear, assist by Hubs and Benson. So the offensive line definitely going to work for the Protein Farts. Cam only faced 12 shots.
Yeah, and in game three, he only faced 9 shots. So looks like the defense is doing their job in keeping the shots limited to him. It's up to Cam Nuts to.
Now, going on to the Department of Justice, do you think that's what they need to learn how to do? Because I'm looking at game two, and Trills faced a total of 18 shots in game two. You can't blame that one loss. You can't blame that loss on him. The guy made 17 saves.
And 24 shots in game three he had against him.
I didn't even look at game two. I didn't even look at game one, see how many shots he faced then.
I don't know if Marine Mike just didn't put his time on tax in there, but looking at the Protein Farts, they had 9 minutes and 31 seconds of TOA. Now, that's a lot in the game, and that's a lot of time with the puck. And if you have that much time, you can control pretty much any game, and you should win.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at game one now, too. Department of Justice Trills faced 23 shots in game one and let 7 goals in.
So it looks like both goalies were cold coming into the series.
Yeah, but the difference is in the teams is the defense. The defense was there for the Protein Farts, but for Department of Justice, just wasn't there. Maybe you can see Mike making a trade for a defenseman.
I was about to say I see Mike making some moves here soon. If he's going to want to be his team to compete in this league, so he's going to have to make moves quick, because I'm pretty sure you know as well as I do that if you pile up all these losses at the beginning of the season, it doesn't matter how good you are at the end, you can never come back.
The thing is, you want this, especially this season, you want to start off good, because I don't know if it's confirmed yet, but only 4 teams out of the 7 make the playoffs. So you want to be off that hot start and continue through the entire season. Even if you start getting a little bit warm in mid-season, at least you're still getting those points, and you count it on the beginning of the season for that strong start to get you up there. It's going to be honestly, I don't think these guys are going to be in the playoff picture if they keep playing the way they're playing.
Yeah, and it looks like the Department of Justice, last week they've only come out of 2 points out of possible 12, so expect the moves to be done there.
They need those points big, especially with 4 teams making the playoffs. Going on to the second series we had in the AHL on Thursday was the Skating Dead versus a Checkwork Orange, which is Gru versus Legion. And so game one went to Checkwork Orange 5-1. Game two.
Wow.
Okay, let me get to this. Checkwork Orange ended up taking game two, 3-2, and then completing the sweep, Checkwork Orange took game three, 3-2. That first game, oh, wow. Just like what you said.
Legion.
Really?
Where did this come from, Legion? 4 points, two goals, two apples. Game one, Legion had 4 points.
2 goals, 2 assists. The Grischmeister, he had 2 goals out there with 2 assists as well. So that's a big big offensive night for the Grischmeister having 4 points. Same with Legion. Every player on Legion's team that game had 2 points, except for Grischmeister and Legion himself.
Yeah. And they were all plus three.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, what happened in this series? That's what I want to know. Because apparently, I wasn't in the chat room, but I heard that in the chat room, Cobra Commando, who is on Legion's team, and Gru were just going at each other for like a good half hour from what I heard.
Doesn't surprise me.
I kind of want to know what happened in the series for them to start going at each other. Besides Gru getting swept. Maybe Cobra Commando got a little bit cocky in the chat room there.
It could be. Well, it could have been. But I'm still shocked over the whole Legion, how he did it game one. I have to see how he did the rest of the series.
Well, apparently I was playing with Legion last night. He said that he's in top 10.
Got another two goal, 3 points.
Are you looking at game two or game three?
Game two, he got two goals and another assist.
In game three, he got two assists, and he played defense. It does look like there was a lineup change, though, I think. I'm not sure. I don't know. Did Bishop play in game one?
Let me go back to look at game one.
I don't remember seeing his name on the skaters list over there.
I'll look at least game two and see if he's on there. So I'm on there. Bishop played game two, so.
How many penalties did he have in game two? Because I know in game three they had a total of 10 penalty minutes, which is a lot of penalties.
In game one, they had 3 penalties. And I was checking game one to see if Bishop played here. Let me see. And he did not play game one. No, he did not.
But they threw him in for game two and three.
Yeah.
Who
was in the schedule? Are you on game three stats right now?
Yeah, I'm on game three. There's Bako, 25, Fantastic, Gru, and Bishop and Sniper, and then Squint and Net.
All right, and game one. Let me go pull back up again. So I was going to check out game two. Game one was BTO, Finn, Gru, Hollywood Bob.
That's who you took out. Hollywood, not, that's the thing.
Net.
Why would you take... I don't know if I would take out Hollywood Bob. I like Hollywood Bob. I think he's a really good left winger. Or even...
Maybe Hollywood Bob got called up?
It's true. Maybe we'll have to wait and see when we go cover up the HL stats. Or the MHL stats. So, shout out to Legion's team for a big sweep.
Yeah, shout out to Legion for well that night.
Going into our last series we have to cover in the AHL is Jason Blaze and the winning guys taking on the Beliebers, which is Donnywood. And may I say it again, we have another sweep. Game one went to the winning guys 4-3 in overtime. The winning guys also took game two 5-2, and then the winning guys completing the sweep 6-4. And I just got confirmation that going back onto the Hollywood situation, Hollywood was called.
Sorry to interrupt you, but we have a caller on the queue. I think it's Jason Blaze. Let me bring him on so we can talk about his series. Blaze, are
How's
you
it
there?
Going, guys?
Good.
Okay,
we
hang on.
We were just covering your series here.
Okay, before we get into that, though, let me finish what I was saying before I was interrupted. I did get confirmation that Hollywood Bob was called up to fill in for DeRogier on Thursday. So that's why he was not in game two and three. of that series. Now going on to Jason Blaze's series, looks like, well, from what I heard, Blaze had a big night, didn't you, Blaze?
Yeah, we had a pretty good night.
That's all you gotta say? Really? You're in the series, and yeah, we had a pretty good night.
Because I'm at work here and I might have a customer coming, but no, it was a definitely a solid series. We played pretty well. I was very surprised with the chemistry up front. I'm very happy with my forward core, and Drop was playing excellent defense to cover my my shitty ass there on right D. But and Meth also got some big saves for us in net, so we definitely had a good series against Donnie Woodson.
Yeah, especially with you almost getting a hat trick in game 3, sir, getting 2 goals.
It was a delayed penalty on one there, and I just sat beside the net, and the puck somehow got to me, and I shot into the empty net there. And the second one was a fluke. Donnie Wood was in net, and I just shot it from the blue line there, and it just floated in. So.
Now, was Donnie in net all 3 games?
No, he only played net game 3.
Yeah. Here, give me a second here. I'll pull it back up again.
I think he had himself.
Did Quantum Tech play net in game 1?
It was Quantum Tech that played game. Yeah, he'd go net in game 1 and 2. It was Donnie Wood up front with Toke and Jets, I'm assuming, with Fur Beach and Upshaw D.
I just want
to hear. Fur Beach and Jets played defense, and he had Upshaw playing forward.
Okay.
Now, I just want to say one thing. I just want to give a shout out to Quantum Tech, because it looks like his defense did not help him one bit in this first game, as he faced 31 shots and made 27 saves.
What can I say? My team likes to shoot and create opportunities.
Yeah,
we're not a flashy team. We're a grinding team. So
all in had 13 shots by himself. Your forwards combined had, like, I want to say 29 shots.
Yep, sounds about right.
And then you and Drop both had 1 shot.
Yep.
So, do you think this is going to continue on to this week, or?
This week we have a bye, so we're just going to be setting up the scrims.
I see.
Yeah.
So you guys
so
got
to
work
on that. Practice week.
Yeah.
What do you think, Yeti? What do you think about the series, dude?
I was surprised with, like, I expected this to be a close series like it was, but I expected it to be you to win it 2-1. Shout props to the fucking the sweep, man. Like, Thursday night was the night of sweeps in the AHL. Like,
sounds like it, yeah.
3 sweeps on Thursday out of all 3 series.
Yeah, like, what else could you ask for?
Okay, but
it's definitely going to be competitive.
I just want to point something out again. In game 2, Quantum Tech faced 27 shots. Maybe Donnie would have to fix something up on defense.
Well, my team is more so get the pucks to the net and create opportunities. So I don't think there's really a defense out there unless they're clearing pucks out of the way that's going to stop us from shooting.
Still,
and the game's all about statistics, right?
Put yourself in front of the player and block the shot.
Yeah, but you can only do that for so long.
If you let your goalie face 27 shots a game, or even 31, you're going to lose.
Yeah, and that's exactly what happened.
Look what happened in the NHL on Saturday. I was watching the Nashville game there, and Nashville had like 30 shots by the end of the first period.
Wow.
Oh, this is comical. Sorry, I have to say this is comical. It's going on in the Moose chat here. Trills and CK Benton are going at it. Trills is saying that the Homebrew's team sucks and that they could beat them easily. Yet Trills' team, they couldn't get the puck on net. How do you expect to win with 9 shots on net?
Yeah, you need more shots. Well, I shouldn't really be saying this because every game I've played in, freaking both of our teams, both the team I'm facing and my team itself have like less than 10 shots.
Yeah, like.
But that's the NHL. That's expected because there's more defense in the NHL. No offense to the HLers. And shout out to Sober. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Sober. Happy birthday. Blaze is going to do a sexy song for you later. He's going to post it on YouTube from the shower.
Is Blaze still with us? No, Blaze dropped. Okay, so with that wrapping up the AHL, I think it's fair to say that we can go to the... So as we go to the MHL for Wednesday, because we had some games on Wednesday, the first series I see here is the East Infections taking on the Shiwook Samurais, and East Infections just shitting all over them, 8-2 in game one, and then winning game two and overtime 3-2, and then winning game three 6-3. I think this is the first MHL sweep we've had.
No, I don't think it is, because I think there was one last week.
Going up to Thursday, this is the first MHL sweep that we've had.
Okay.
And may I say, I just want to know what happened in that game one. 8-2, really?
Yeah.
Well, it actually doesn't surprise me, Saints team. No offense to Saint, but didn't really draft a solid team there.
I have to say it. The defense on that team is very lax. And, yeah.
Dolly. Like, he can save you games, but...
Dolly wasn't even playing net.
He wasn't?
No, 37 in a row was again.
Why? Saint, if you're listening, put Dolly in net. That's what he signed up for. Why are you playing 37 in net?
Why is he calling up his AHL's affiliate's goalie and screwing him so many times? Luckily, Legion was able to pull off the sweep. He's on Legion's team, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he is.
So I'm wondering if Saint's having some goalie issues, if by the looks of it.
Well, from an inside source, I was told that they don't have any offense without Dolly.
Well, so, maybe you should have drafted some offense if you were going to keep Dolly.
Because, yeah, by the looks of his offense, by the team he drafted, his offense should be Sober, Light Skin, and Saint. Honestly, Sober, it's your birthday and all, but not a high-end scorer. Light Skin, rookie to these, you know, he's a rookie in the MHL, just getting used to playing here. And he's a good passer, not a good finisher. And then there's no offense, Saint. Can't really finish either.
Yeah, well, I just looked at game two from this series. The difference between game one and game two was 37 in a row. After letting 8 goals in the first one, they decided to put Dolly in net and call up the Grishmeister to play defense. And they did a little line change there, which was able to get them into overtime, it looked like.
Yeah, I'm just looking at game one stats. That was brutal. It's bad.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say here. Like, SPDR, big night, 5 points in game one. There was no mullet, so Smiley was called up for game one at least.
Let me look back here at game two. I think Smiley played game two and three as well. Yeah, Smiley played the entire series, so.
basically, yeah, they're missing, I guess they're missing Mullet the entire series then. So, maybe, even that doesn't even make a difference. Smalley even put up one goal, one assist in game two. Every player on that team, like I said, I said it for Legion's team, I think it was. I'm saying it for B-Pups. Every player had more than 2 points.
Yeah.
B-Pups, 3 points. Benson, I guess Benson was called up too.
It looks like they spread the puck around well in that series.
Well, yeah, B-Pups using two call-ups that game. Because CK Benson was called up too.
Okay, so
Benson.
Sorry to interrupt you. Just one thing I'm interested in is what were the shots on net for Geckos Go Moo? Like,
game one, 15 shots against.
Game three had 8 shots against. What's game two here, say? Eight shots again in game two. So it looks like the defense is also tightened up in between game one and two. So, or just as you were saying, the offense.
Which is big.
Yeah.
It's always nice to have that strong defense back there. That could definitely win you a series. Defense is more important than offense because, like, I like to say it a lot. If you have a good defense, offense, anyone can put it in the net as long as they know how to shoot.
Yeah.
As long as
they can hit the net.
Yeah. So that pretty much wraps up the first series on Wednesday. The last series we have on Wednesday was
us.
The last series we have on Wednesday is Chicks with Sticks taking on Air Force One. Yeti, you have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, it was a fun.
Okay,
it was a close series.
Yeah, for sure it was, because game one, Chicks with Sticks took it 4-3 in overtime. Game two, Air Force One took it 2-1 in overtime. And in game three, Chicks with Sticks took it 2-1. I'm just going to start off by saying really close series. And there was no scoring in the second period at all. All the scoring happened, all of Air Force One's scoring happened in the first. And all of my team's scoring happened in the third. Like, we always made that third period comeback.
Yeah.
And honestly, it kind of worries me playing like the Calgary Flames, basically, a third period team from last year. It honestly almost gives me a heart attack when you're trying to make a comeback.
But also, I want to say one thing.
In your
third period there, look how many penalties my team took. Like, I'm sorry.
Are we talking about game one?
Well, look at the period at all, the entire series. Like, look how many penalties my team took. Like, I think that was a huge benefactor in the whole series, which kept it close for you guys.
Yeah, definitely in game one, that was a big factor, taking that penalty in overtime and then us capitalizing on the power play.
Yeah. But, yeah, sorry for interrupting you. I just wanted to say, like, the penalties were a huge factoring that game one.
Well, other than that, it was a really close series. It was fun, but
it was.
I can tell you this much: in those two overtime games, my heart was racing and my hands were shaking. I couldn't play.
When I scored that goal in overtime,
I'm pretty sure everyone gets like that at one point when they're playing a really important game, like where they start their hands start shaking. That happens to me a lot. Like, I mean a lot.
You should have heard when I scored that goal in overtime, like, the huge sigh of relief that I just, my nerves were rattled in those overtime.
Now,
I don't know why.
I got to ask you, what was your party like after the first overtime?
You know what? It was the only issue that was.
With the goal being disallowed and then us scoring.
It was a huge little upset. We felt that the ref was wrong.
I got a message from Cracker, and he was just bitching at me the entire night.
Well, if you look at it, a couple of your goals you guys scored, like your guys bowled into the goalie, and they allowed it. And the one time we score a goal, and then your D-man bumps us into you, your goalie, and they disallow it, which cost us the game. Yeah, there was a little upset with the officials / EA, but you know what?
Now, how was NJ the entire series?
He was fine, other than the fact that he was upset with his all these penalties being called against him, which again, EA. But
yeah, I'm glad it's only my team that I get all those penalties, because usually it's my team that's taking a shitload of penalties.
And like a lot, you have to admit, a lot of those penalties were stupid. Like, I hit the guy that just had the puck, and there'll be an interference guy penalty. Yet he just had the puck. Boom. Or the stupid plays.
Yeah.
Stupid calls. But you know what? It was a good series still. There was a lot of bodies being banged all over the place. I'm pretty sure I've had a couple of your pissed off on your team.
not really. Actually, no one was pissed off. My team, as long as we get the win, we're happy.
Yeah, that was a good series.
Yeah, very close, especially two overtimes, and even game three almost went in overtime, but we scored a tie.
They were all one goal games.
Now, one more thing before we move on. How is Cracker after that game three? When Drew scored with 19 seconds left.
I do not honestly remember, because you know what? I do not live in the past games. You know, I look to the future, as to most of my team. So that was something that you would have to ask him another time. Because I do not know that answer right off the hand. I cannot remember. No, because you know what? Honestly, I was pretty high.
Oh, yeah. When aren't you?
When I'm asleep.
Anyways, I'm just going to throw a number out there before we carry on, if anyone wants to call in. So the number is 347-857-3873. It's also in the chat box. I'm about to type in show. I think it's show, the keyword.
Yeah,
go to the chat box. You'll see the number pop up right there. And I guess me and Eddie could do it. Call in anytime you want. We're always accepting callers. I'm always looking at the switchboard. So are you ready to want to play series, or do you have anything else?
So I don't get harassed tonight in the party, shout out to Cracker Joe and Geno Snipes. They do this iRacing League thing. They race real online for money. They race like Dale Earnhardt and Jeff Gordon and all that. They do sponsored races where they putting out the Moose name. But yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah, especially putting out the Moose name. This league will be bigger than LG.
Yeah.
Anyways, going on to Thursday's series here, the last series we have to recap. It's we can't really go in depth on the series. Oh, for Blue Liners team we could, but Joe Stoa has still not entered his stats. But Blue Liners been kind enough to send us the results. So game one went to Blue. 2-1.
I just wanted to say something. Put in your fucking stats, captains, all right? We need to go off the shit. We can't be hounding down the MSC to ask them the fucking stats, what happened in the games, because it's a nuisance for them, nuisance for us. Put your stats in, all right?
Well, if they want to hear what we've just been talking about, like how we went in depth on each game, it would be nice to have the stats. You guys can actually find out what's going on, which team, what's their weakness, and so on. So those stats are important. Anyways, so again, Joe Stowe taking on Sesame Street Pole Dancers, which is Blue Liner. Blue Liner took game 1-2-1 in overtime. Game 2 also went to overtime 4-3, Blue Liner. And game 3 went to Blue Liner in regulation 3-2. So big series sweep against one of the top teams in the league right now. Still taking only 2 points out of the possible 6.
Yeah. Little Birdie is told me that Joe's not happy with his team and he's looking possibly to do some shaking up down the tree if they don't shape up. So he's living off right now if shape up or be shipped out.
Now, how could you not be happy with that forward line of Kevin and Sini? Or is it the defense they're talking about?
I don't know what it is. I have a feeling. I hear it's all a little bit of both. I hear it's forwards not back-checking properly. I hear it's defense not playing defensively. So I expect Joe to make some moves here pretty soon to try to fix his problem here.
Well, only the time will tell. We have to wait. So since we can't go in depth on that series again, shout out to Blue for sweeping one of possibly the top teams in the league right now. Did you want to go over the standings the way they look right now before we go into predictions, or do you want to go into predictions first and standings?
Let's do the standings and then we'll go into the predictions for.
Okay, so we'll start off in the MHL. The standings. The standings are tied for first. Chicks of Sticks are tied with the Donkey Punch All-Stars with 16 points. Both teams, 7-3-2. The East Infections are in third with 13 points, 12 games played, 6 wins, 5 losses, 1 overtime loss. Sesame Street Pole Dancers, 6 games played, 5 wins, 0 losses, 1 overtime loss. Hair Force 1, 12 games played, 5 wins, 6 losses, 1 overtime loss, 11 points. Olmec and Blue Barracudas, 6 games played, 4 wins, 1 loss, 1 overtime loss, 9 points.
Isn't that
Ice Cream Truck?
Ice Cream Truck, okay, yeah.
And then in last place, we have the Shitty Wook Samurais. 12 games played, 2 goals, 6 2 wins, 6 losses, 4 overtime losses, only 8 points. Yeah, Eddie, what do you have to say about standings? What are you surprised about? What are you not surprised about?
I'm surprised with, to be honest, the bottom 2 teams. Well, not Saints. I'm surprised with Ice Cream Trucks where they are right now. And to be honest, I'm surprised where your team is right now. Like, everyone predicted those to be opposites. Shout out to you guys for coming through and proving everyone wrong. And hopefully you guys can keep it going through the rest of the season, except for when you play me next, which is this week.
What I got to say is it looks like it's going to be tight for a top four, to finish top four for every team.
From 1 down to 5, it's going to be, it's going to be 5-point difference the entire season. Like,
it's still a little bit early. Teams can still come back. Like, Saint and Ice Cream Trucks teams can still definitely make a comeback, especially if, don't forget that Ice Cream Truck only has 6 games played. They don't have as many as we do. I think Ice Cream Truck had last week off, so. We'll have to see, because let's see if they did any practice going into their series tonight. I believe they play.
Yeah, they play. They play me tonight.
So yeah, we'll have to wait and see if they did any practice or not, or if they just go in cold and they get another if they lose. I'm pretty shocked too about the way these worked out. well, I'm not really shocked, but if you were to go off by the power rankings there, then you'd be pretty shocked because, like you said, it's the opposite. You predicted all these teams are at the bottom to go to the top and top teams to the bottom, except for Donkey Punch All-Stars.
Yeah. Like, I'm very surprised with the Ice Cream Trucks team. Like, look at their offense. Crazy Legs, Bar Down, and Hayes. Like, you expect them to be doing better than what they are. Like, do you think there's some locker room issues or is there some chemistry going on there? Or
I honestly want to say there's something. Like, I'm not saying this is true or anything, but I want to think that there's something going on between Bar and Hayes that we don't know about.
Yeah, and we all know how Bars can get sometimes. He'll speak his mind. He's opinionated, and if you don't like it, then you're gonna have issues. So, and that's what probably it is. But yeah, like I have a feeling there's something going on in that locker room. I don't know what it is, but
yeah, for sure. So going on, since we're done the MHL standings, so I guess we can go take a look at the AHL standings after week one in the AHL and. Going to the MAHL, it looks like, again, there's also a two-way tie for first place. The Pro Team Farts, six games played, five wins, one loss, zero overtime losses, 10 points. Checkwork Orange, same exact record, six games played, five wins, one loss, zero overtime losses, 10 points. The Winning Guys in third with six games played, four wins, two losses, zero overtime losses, 8 points. The Skating Dead, six games played, three wins, three losses, zero overtime losses, 6 points. The Beliebers, six games played, one win, four losses, one overtime loss, 3 points. Department of Justice, six games played, zero wins, four losses, two overtime losses, 2 points. And the Puppy Monkey Babies have not played a game yet.
Yeah, they had the. They had their bye week last week. They play this week.
Yeah. So, what do you have to say about the AHL? I'm honestly pretty shocked to see Legion's team up there.
I'm kind of shocked with that. Yeah, that's the only shock I have. I expected him to be around fourth, fifth, maybe third at the most. But tie for first, yeah, that's it's pretty surprising. But the rest of it, it's pretty dab smack where I thought.
Well, now, what do you think of Department of Justice? Six games played, zero wins, four losses, two overtime losses.
Again, I'll go back to...
Something's got to change there.
Yeah,
now, we were saying before, but something's got to change.
Yeah, and back to what I said at the draft, like, you cannot pick... I'm sorry, you may think everyone says, yeah, he's MHL caliber, but... This is a league that you need to score goals to win. It's the AHL, people. All right, you're not going to have the tight, close defensive games like you have in the MHL. This is a development league. You're expected to have little offsetting scores. So you're going to need some offense. You can't be going first overall with a goalie. I'm sorry, especially with Fantastic or and everyone else to drop. I think that was the mistake that's going to cost him the season. And I said it at the end of the draft, during the draft, and I'm saying it again now.
That's kind of why when we did the pre-draft show for AHL and everything, that's why I always said that I thought Fantastic was going to go first overall because usually, especially when I captained AHL, now this is a while ago, whenever I drafted, I never went with a goalie first round. I've always went with a forward. I don't think I've ever gone with... I may have went with a defenseman first round one time, and that bit me in the ass. And I end up... My team ended up being shit that season.
Yeah.
Like, I go for... If I was a captain in the AHL, I would go for goalie around second or third. Second or third round.
Usually third round for me. It depends on how the second round's turning around. But yeah, I usually do the second or third.
See, last time I captained AHL, I had that all-star season, and I think I ended up having, I had two first-round picks, two second-round picks, one fourth. So I ended up stealing goalie. I ended up stealing Elegant Mullet in the second round in the AHL there. But I also remember a goalie went first overall that season, too, and that team ended up being crap.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for all you future captains out there that want to captain AHL, always go goalie. It's the best way to go. Or always go forward. It's the best way to go in AHL. With that being said, I think it's safe to say we can go on to predictions for the AHL now.
Yeah.
Okay, so in week two, on Monday, March 28th, we have Homebrews, the pro team first, taking on a Czechwork Orange.
Battle of the Titans so far.
Battle of first place. Honestly, Legion seems not going to have it. I'm going to have to give this one to Homebrews 2-1.
I'm going to agree with you, and I'm going to say they're all going to be close games. 1-2 goal games.
The one Legion wins will go into overtime. I'm telling you that much. But I don't think they'll be able to get past the defense of Homebrews and drop down there.
No.
So going on to the next series, we got Gru and the Skating Dead taking on the Puppy Monkey Babies, which is Airborne Infantry. Now we get to see Airborne's team finally play for the first time. What do you have to say about this series?
I'm going to say Airborne's team is going to win two games out of one. Obviously, two games out of three. I want to say they're going to lose in overtime. It's going to be interesting, this series. Yeah, it's going to be interesting because it's their first series this week of the season. And it's going to be interesting to see how BC adapts to being dropped down to the AHL after Cracker dropping them last week.
Well, they've had plenty of time to get their shit together and practice. But I'm going to give this one to Gru. I'm hoping for him to have a bounce back series here. And I'm going to give him the series 2-1. And like you said, Gru's going to take one in overtime. But I'm going to give one game in overtime to Airborne. Honestly, I still, even though Gru had a tough week last week, I still think that he's going to be able to get two wins out of this game. Going on to the next series we got then, we got on Tuesday, we have Marine Mike, the Department of Justice, taking on the Bloopers, which is Donnywood. What do you have to say about this series, Eddie?
Sorry, just eating a French fry. I think Donnywood's team's going to win this series. I think they're going to win. It's hard to go into. All three games are going to be in overtime.
You think
and,
so?
Yeah, I think all three of them are going to go to overtime. Yeah, I'm going to say it's going to be again. Two games, one loss for Donnywood.
Now, look at the standings. These teams very close to each other. I'm honestly going to have to say that Donnywood is going to take this game, or the series, for the reason why. I don't think Marine Mike has the scoring up front. Yeah, he has
no.
Young Christian. Young Christian's good. But, yeah, I don't think it's good enough to beat Donnywood's team. Donnywood's got that solid team back there. If Quantum Tech plays the way he played against Blaze's team, then for sure Marine Mike is not winning. But I'm giving this one to Donnywood. I'm gonna be nice about it. I'm going to give Donnywood two out of three. I'm going to give one to Mike, and it's going to be an overtime. I think every time we say that, I think every time we predict a series go 2-3, I think we always say that one's going to go to overtime.
Yeah, well. It sounds like we're a broken record, but that's what my predictions are, and I've been right a lot of times so far this show.
Except for when it comes to my team.
Well, as I already said at the beginning of the season, I'm going to trash your team just because we have that little rivalry always going.
Yeah. Anyway, that covers it for the AHL because next series is on Wednesday, and we can recap that on Wednesday's show. So we're going to go over to the MHL schedule, and we're in week three. Week three out of seven in the MHL. And this week we got... We had a series on Sunday, but it was rescheduled to tonight. But that series is Cracker Joe versus Iceman Truck. What do you have to say about? Do you ever want to see anything with your series, Yeti?
I'm sorry, what? You were kind of breaking up there.
I was asking you if you want to predict your series for you guys against Iceman Truck tonight.
The only prediction I want to say is I'm going to put up a goal or two.
That's all you got to say. You're going to put up a goal or two. Why not a couple, like, I would say at least you want to put up six goals or something like that.
No, I didn't say the entire series. I just said a goal or two. That could be per game.
Yeah, you did get me there.
I'm just leaving it open.
Do you want to predict how your series is going to go or no?
No, I don't want to really predict it.
It comes over to me.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's going to be a close series.
It's going to come over to me. Obviously, you two both very close to each other. You guys are 2 points ahead of them, so you guys want to stay where you guys are or potentially even move up in the standings. You guys have to have a big series. We'll have to see if anything is going in the locker room with Bardown and Hayes, but if they have their shit together tonight, I'm sorry, Eddie, but I can see them taking 2-3, and that one is not going to be an overtime. That's going to be the regulation. So since you don't want to predict your series, I guess we can move on to the next one, which is Monday. We got today. We got Joe Stowe, the Donkey Punch All-Stars, taking on Chicks with Sticks V2, which is myself. Now, it's kind of pretty like weird that you have an AHL, you have both top two teams tied for first playing against each other tonight, and then it's the same situation here in the MHL. Me and Joe Stowe obviously both tied for first, both playing each other tonight.
Yeah, someone's going to give tonight, that's for sure.
Now, what's your prediction? Because I'm not going to say nothing about the series.
It's going to be a close one, but I'm going to have to... Sorry, Fawn, but you guys are going to only live one... Sorry. I'm drooling over my burger here I just got from Boston Pizza. Shout out to Boston Pizza for giving me such a delightful burger. Oh, God damn, it looks so delicious. No, I didn't. I got the double bacon barbecue prime rib burger with extra cheese. And I got the cactus fries.
Did you try their spicy pierogi burger?
I've had all the burgers, man. Tonight, I was just feeling, you know, for that prime rib. But anyway, yeah, I'm sorry, Fallen. You guys are going to win one game here. You guys are facing a tough offense, and it's good. If the offense, I think, that's going to show up or should show up for Joe Stowe, should be able to win both games. Fuck you, Vic. It's good, all right? It's delicious, and I'm finger cooking, all right?
Is Vic in the tire fast arm, did you?
Boston Pizza is frozen garbage, he says. But yeah, if Sandy and DeRozier actually show up, like I think they can, you guys are going to have a tough go.
It's going to be a fun series, I can tell you that much.
But yeah, it's going to be a close one. You guys are going to win the one game, but I say you guys are going to win game one. You're going to catch Joe Stowe's team off guard, and then Joe Stowe's team is just going to come back and be like, okay, we know how to play them.
Well, all we have to do is wait and see what happens and wait for Wednesday's show. Or even if you look at, if you actually do look at the stats, go look at the stats tomorrow after 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So the last prediction we have is Luckton. This game's on Tuesday. We have Luckton and the East Infections taking on the Sesame Street Pole Dancers and Blue Liner.
I'm going to say Blue Liner is going to win here. I say Luckton, he's got some issues in his locker room. And I think I'm going to point, and yes, I am going to point fingers here. I think it's between Teaspoon and Mullet. I think those two are not seeing eye to eye. And I think that's going to be the downfall of this series. Blue Liner is going to capitalize, and they're going to sweep. That's right.
Oh,
I said it. A team's going to sweep. Yes.
Like, this is the first time we're ever calling sweep on the radio. No, I agree with you, though. I do think Blue Liner's team will sweep the series as well. If you watch the top 10 plays of the week, and you look at number two, the second play of the week, it's Vicklev and Eichel. That passing play they had down. If they can do that every game, that third line will be actually nasty.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be hard for defense to stop that. This is rare. I'm complimenting Vic.
Yeah, don't expect the same back from Vic, all right?
I'm not expecting the same back from Vic. Don't worry. I know Vic is going to start calling me Buttersoft in the chat room.
Vic says, we may not have blue this week, so adjust your predictions accordingly.
Well,
do you
want to...
Okay,
let's go look at who they could possibly call up for defense.
And Blue Chime saying, sorry, that's next week. So someone needs to get their scheduling checked and get back to Vic, and Vic needs to get back to the scheduling department. Yeah, just
damn it. I don't play Blue Liner next week. So that's shitty out of me. Blue, I know Blue's listening. Blue should probably miss week 7. Tuesday, April 26th. Blue's going to be away that day. I'll make sure of it.
And I know what Blue's saying to you right now. And Fallen should suck a dick.
I'm saying right now, Blue's not going to be there April 26th. I'll make sure of it.
He says, yes, he'll be at your funeral.
Anyways, so that pretty much wraps up to the show today. We did pretty good. An hour show. We usually do like a 45-minute.
Yeah, well, we had...
See what happens when we have stats?
Yeah, we don't have to talk about Blue Jays for you guys because, you know, Fall and I have been dying for this baseball season to start.
Hey, I'm going to the game April 9th. Lots of highlights coming that day.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait. I'm coming
Let's
home.
Let's go.
I'm coming
Blue home. Jays. Let's play ball. Let's go. Blue Jays.
Blue Jays.
Let's play
ball. Anyways, guys, that's going to wrap up this show, I believe, because we have nothing else to talk about because there was no roster moves. But honestly, everything's been dead recently, so nothing really happened this week. No major news stories, no major trades. Still waiting for that first trade in the MHL. Who's going to pull it? We don't know. We'll see. Maybe we'll find out on Wednesday's show, so stay tuned for that. Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, same time, Same time, same place.
Same bat time. Same bat channel.
Yeah. Yeah. If you ever want to know when the show, next show is, just go in the chat room, type in show, and it'll be there. Another shout out to Vic and Blue Liner for the awesome magazine. Be sure to check that out. A lot of interviews. Interviews with me, Yeti, and Blaze. I know there's an interview with Yambag in there. There's a lot of interesting stuff to read up in that magazine, so go check it out. And also go to General Talk and check out the Week 3 Top 10 Plays of the Week. And be sure to leave your comments there. And guys, don't forget to get your highlights tonight. If you get any sick plays, passes, hits, saves, be sure to save it and submit it. I'm taking anything, especially after what the kind of highlights I had to watch through today.
Yeah.
Trust me, it feels like pain.
Yeah, my mind was so numb. Like, I had to take that. This is the honest truth. Between each fucking highlight I had to watch, I had to, like, take 3 tokes. All right? And everyone knows I don't need to usually take that much. All right? So, give us some better highlights. Like, and don't let them be, like, with ball in the net. All right? Those don't count. All right? I don't care if you do a nice little deke and fall into the net. All right? It's not MHL quality goalie. So, it's really not the best highlight.
You won't have to worry about that because I won't be playing that anymore.
But, you know, we all know who I'm looking at over there. But I'm not going to mention names, but they know who they are.
His name starts with an S. Anyways, also, big shout out to Blue, one of the best presidents this league had in a while. Guys making this league run so smooth and making it so much fun for all the members. So big, big shout out to Blue. Bigger shout out to Blue than I give to Vic.
Shout out, Vic. Fallen doesn't want to admit it, but you're a standout, decent guy. And the Moose wouldn't be where it is right now without your help. All right?
Anyways, guys, that's going to wrap up this show. So if you guys stay tuned for the next show on Wednesday. And, yeah. So this is Fallen, Yeti. Any last words?
No.
I know you want to see your final set off.
The only reason why I haven't submitted any highlights for myself is because I kind of feel it would be cheating or people would be complaining because I'm doing the contest. I'm the one forking out money. If I submit my highlight and it's up there, oh, who am I paying myself? No. I'm trying to help the league and help people's attention, bringing the top 10 back. That's the reason why I'm not submitting highlights. So anyways... I could submit some of my teammates, but I'm not going to submit any of myself. Simple
Holy
as that.
Shit. Holy shit. There's a plane coming from my house.
And we lose Fallen now.
Anyways, guys, this is Fallen Yeti signing out. Hope you guys have a great Monday night. Good luck to everyone in the series tonight. If you're playing, if you're not, good luck in Tuesday series if you're playing then. And, yeah. So this is Paul and Yeti again, signing out. Later, guys.
Fucking poses. You think the way you live, okay? chest, better get it off. There'll be no one left when we set it off. We ain't gonna take it no more, since it's almost over now, almost over now. You had plenty.
Have fun, y'all. City breathing all down your neck. Bad news and good, those special effects. And reality deep, bright, black, sinking in deep. Who ain't shy of the pain? Who ain't shy of the pleasure just the same? Life is a game, I heard the homie say. Well, I came to win, so I'm not here to play. Have fun. Get it, get it. Get it, get it, get it,
yo, don't die,
ecstatic, get it, fantastic, get it, wow, get it,
people,
bad news and good dope, powder, potion, pill, smoke, baby, how you trying to go, dodo or dulce, fast or slow, yay, no, it's okay, you can have it your way, nah, it ain't all good, but baby, I'm cool. Feeling great, feeling good, how are you? 10% condition, 90% response. Survival mathematics, the number man song. Old dad dropped the jewels so pure. When the times get raw, there's something I recall. Sometime I don't remember it at all. I get stormed by the weather, but no umbrella. Sky release pressure and the ground get wetter. My outfit effed up, I could've looked fresher. But guess what, the hell with parade day rain. Tsunami is sunshine, the farmer is the same. Life is a game, I heard the homie say. But I came to win. Don't take.
Get it.
Play.
Get it. Get it.
Brooklyn.
Ecstatic. Hey, Jay.
People.
Bad news and good dope. Powder, potion, pill, smoke. Baby, how you trying to go? Doodle or dulce. Fast or slow. Yay. No. It's okay, you can have it your way, nah.
Now it's the time.
But baby, I'm cool. Feeling great, feeling good,
feeling good, feeling good, feeling good, feeling good.
Ha! Every day. Every day. Having a good time. Every day.
Who's that?